VH1 reality shows were like crack. Oh, they were so much better than
TV. Well, they were also just like batshit insane.
Yeah. But anyway, The Bachelor is just a classier version of that. And sometimes like, not even.
Quote unquote classic. It's like a friendly, it's like a family friendlier version.
It's basically just a whiter version. Except for Rock of Love was really white.
Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine Sidelko. And I have a butt.
And everyone has a butt.
And that's okay. And sometimes things come out of that butt. But you need to know that you are normal because of it. Listen to our podcast, Don't Mess, every Friday.
Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best. Don't Mess.
Hey guys, welcome back to Don't Mess. We are here. Chris is lying on two chairs with his head down and his microphone angled at an impossibly low level so that he can continue to lay down while podcasting.
Listen,
am I jealous?
A little bit
that I didn't think of it.
Don't know what is going on. It feels like the first day of senior year of college when I accidentally took a sleeping pill instead of my antidepressant. I feel like I'm really fighting back some kind of roofie sleep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So I know today we're going to talk about The Bachelor, but really quick, I just saw on my phone, and we have to talk about it. The NCAA, did you hear about this?
Oh, no.
There's an indictment because there's this huge college recruiting scandal where people are bribing their way into Ivy Leagues. Not even Ivy Leagues, just elite colleges.
Oh, my God.
And guess who got indicted?
Who?
Lori Loughlin.
Oh, my God.
Aunt Becky from Full House. And fucking Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives.
They all played basketball?
No. They bribed these schools to get their kids in.
Stop.
Felicity Huffman paid $15,000 to hire a fake proctor for her daughter's SAT test to correct her incorrect answers. And Lori Loughlin paid like $500 to pretend, or not $500,000 somehow to pretend that her kids were on the crew team, like on the rowing team, but they weren't.
Just tell your kid to join the fucking crew team.
I know.
What?
But isn't that crazy? And it's just like the two, it's like.
Wait, isn't that.
Aunt Becky and fucking Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, Aunt Becky, doesn't she have a daughter on the internet?
Oh, does she? I don't know.
In David Dobrik's vlogs and stuff?
Oh, maybe.
Olivia Jade? Is that a person?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, fuck.
But...
I hope that's... Oh, I'm just... This is... I'm not trying to expose anyone.
What if that's the girl that got into you?
Oh, my God. I'm not trying to expose anyone. I'm trying to fucking, like, make sure we're talking about the same people. That is crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because I thought that was super, super funny.
Oh, my God. How did they figure that out?
Oh, it was like a huge investigation, FBI investigation, and they like have like emails and stuff like that.
So many people were complaining. They're like, they couldn't get into this
school. Well, when they do those broad searches, everyone gets caught in the net. And it's like sometimes it's people you wouldn't even think that were involved. We're like, holy shit, it's fucking Aunt Becky paying for the crew team.
Crazy.
Yeah, weird.
Damn.
Anyway, The Bachelor.
Anyway, on to less exciting news.
Yeah, so I actually had the pleasure of presenting an award with a guy from The Bachelor, Nick Vile.
You presented with Nick?
Remember at the Streamies? Oh, you weren't there. The Streamies, you were in New York.
I'm so jealous.
We presented an award together, and I had not watched The Bachelor at all.
Yeah.
And so I was like talking to him about. He was super nice.
Yeah,
I've
been like randomly out, and he's like also with our friend group.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I didn't know this, but I was chatting with him. I was like, oh, like The Bachelor, like how do you get on to the show? He's like, well, you have to be on The Bachelorette first.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? So they're just like this in-feeding system.
Yeah,
they're just like,
it's like smart because like, so I watched one season once before, and it's because it was on during the summer. And my friend Becky was like, she always watched it, and she literally lived like around the corner from me. And so I'd always just go over, and you know, I wouldn't really pay attention. I just was like hanging out. And so like I kind of knew what it was about, but yeah, it is fucking insane.
Well, it's funny because I grew up on those fucking VH1.
Yeah, like
Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Tequila, Shot at Love.
I never was really big on the dating. Maybe
God,
like Next
they were so
or
trashy.
Like Room Raiders. Like I did like MTV dating shows.
Yeah, those I watched too, but there was something about, and I'll go to my grave, the VH1 reality shows were like crack.
Oh
they were so much better than
Well, they were also just like batshit insane.
Yeah, but anyway, The Bachelor is just a classier version of that, and sometimes like, not even.
Quote unquote classic. It's like a friendly, it's like a family friendlier
version.
It's basically
just a whiter version. It's except literally... for Rock of Love was really white. I cannot believe anyone found Bret Michaels attractive or Flavor Flav.
Yes, to this day.
Flavor Flav is funny, though. He was super misogynistic, though. It was crazy.
Isn't that watching old shows like that? Like even Jersey Shore and stuff, they would say like the R word, and I was like, oh my God, like this is just like on TV.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, whatever. Yeah, but we have gotten into this recent season.
Yeah, we got, so we were both like in sitting in the living room being like, oh, what should we watch? We need like a good show to watch high. Like, you know, one to laugh at, one that's like we haven't seen before. And so I don't know. I really don't know what made us think Bachelor. But we started watching this season. We got kind of bored like 3 or 4 episodes in. And we went to next season, which was like season 20.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we like stopped watching there and then went back to the current one.
Yeah, we did. Because it was just too juicy, the fence jump. You can't look away.
Oh my God, the fence fucking.
The event, the nation is watching. No one can look
away. America will be talking about tomorrow.
But he literally
jumped
in
the fence.
like one fluid motion.
Yeah, and he's like a little dwarf man. Like
I
go through phases of
I either think he's really hot, I either think he looks exactly like Chris Pratt, or he looks like a gay porn star,
or sometimes all three.
He looks like every gay porn star I ever knew in
like,
Chicago.
Yeah, that's so true. Every shot is really him being like, "Oh my God, that looks like Chris Pratt. Oh my God, he's gay." And then it's, "Wow, he looks good there." Like
it's
that is literally
just,
every shot. It's just those three options.
It's not even gay. It's just gay porn star. Like it's just he just gives off gay porn star vibes.
Last night, we're recording this the day after part one of the finale, and he came out to see two of the people that he sent home, and I don't know, his new haircut post the show, he really does, like, I don't know if there's ever been a bachelor that's, like, come out as gay after, but, like, I think this might be the first.
Yeah.
I don't know, not to speculate, but when you put yourself on ABC, yeah, bitch, well, I'm all speculating.
Well, let's just go through the current
bachelorettes
this season.
Should we tell them about the little viewing party snacks we made?
Oh yeah, we should.
So we so yeah, okay, so we watch the show because it's so fun to shit talk and like get high and giggle and just laugh at these people. Like I know all these girls are like and guys are like, this is really my life, this is my reality, I'm here for love, but like it is just so funny. I mean that sentence alone is like hysterical.
Although they cry pretty genuinely. I feel like they,
that's
I think
the
a lot
thing.
Of them are genuinely stupid enough to try to go in there and try to
like
actually.
Like I said, I think this is to some people just like another version of Bumble, you know?
Yeah, but like Bumble,
you can turn off.
Yeah, and Bumble you can look for friendship.
So have you been on Bumble searching?
No,
for,
but someone told me you could like do just friends.
Would you
but even
on,
that's probably
would
just
would you go on a dating or like a, one of those apps to look for friends?
I used to go on Tinder as a joke in college, and I would just only message people with dogs in their profile pictures and like ask them like to sell their dog to me like as a joke.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really ever want to date, so no.
Yeah, I mean no, but I meant like for friends.
Oh, for friends, no. I also don't want friends.
Got it.
I can barely upkeep my personal circle as it is.
Yeah, I think we should go through the contestants. Oh, and then after the break, guys, we are going to literally apply for the Bachelor and Bachelorette, but we're going to apply for the other person.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, yeah, that explanation was a hot mess, but just wait till the actual event. Okay, so I'm going through the list. It starts with Colton Underwood. Is he, oh my God, is he related to Carrie Underwood?
He is not.
No. Okay, you had the same question, I think. Did you?
No.
Oh, because you just answered so assuredly.
Well, because I just feel like it's not.
Yeah, we would have, like, known.
Yeah.
And she would have been, like, every
That's
song in the background.
Cousin.
Alex B., I literally don't even
she
remember.
She looks like a soccer player.
Yes, and her mouth is so big.
Thank you.
She could really swallow up that little virgin meat.
Oh,
yeah, he's a virgin, which, like, is so bizarre that Chris Harrison, a grown, like, 45-year-old man, literally last night was like,
I know.
Is Colton out of the game? what will Colton do about his virginity? I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what kind of bachelor money they're paying him, but I really don't think I could take that money if I had to talk about
other
grown
man's. Well,
they just
work it into everything. They're just like,
it's like the main, yeah.
It's like, Cassie will be here soon. Also, he's still a virgin. will they reconcile or will they have sex on stage and he will no longer be a virgin?
Yeah, it is fucking crazy what they are doing with the show. But then he's also like, well, I've done other stuff. And I'm like, what?
So he's probably gotten a blowjob.
Well, I mean, he's definitely gotten a few, but like, how?
What?
I don't understand. How is that like still being a virgin?
If your dick hasn't been in a vagina?
No, but I guess. But like, isn't stuff still come? Never mind. That's gross. Alex D. Literally have never seen, but she did not get the D. That's for sure. Angelique. Oh my God, is this season? I don't remember. Oh,
I know. They all go home. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, guys, so many of them. Wait, I don't remember her either.
I don't remember her. I don't remember Annie.
Literally don't. Brees, maybe
it sounds
slightly.
Familiar. Oh, Kaylin?
Bree, I do remember because I was like, oh, she is like the most one I could see on the cover of a People magazine. I did see her.
She gives me Ivanka vibes.
But like Ivanka meets like The Sims. Like she looks happier.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. She doesn't look as Republican, I guess.
Kaylin looks like every Mormon girl I've ever known.
And she got so far.
Yeah. No, she's pretty. I think she's one of the prettier ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She, like, in that picture, yeah, she's pretty. But, like, I don't know. In the show, she was.
I don't remember Kaylin.
I don't remember Kaylin at all. Cassie, oh, my God.
Cassie made him jump the fence.
Cassie, you are America's hero. I mean,
Catherine looks like she should be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I remember looking at her thing, and she's 26.
Stop.
She looks like a housewife that's
she
like
looks
50
like a,
that had like tons
yeah,
of work
a
done.
A cougar. Like a straight up Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney, I
don't remember.
Don't really remember. Demi, I loved. Demi was like this Corinna of this year
it's
or whatever.
Corinne.
Or Corinne.
I know,
oh.
I get them mixed up.
I've just never known a Corinna, and so I keep calling her Corinna.
Demi, she's crazy.
I love Demi. Yeah, I would never, ever want to be in the same room with her.
Yeah.
But to watch her from the safety of my living room via the TV, oh, bring it on. Devin, have never seen before.
I don't remember her. At least I liked. She was like normal. She was like older. She wasn't. Because it's The Bachelor is always 35 and the girls are like 22,
like
23.
Fresh out of college.
24.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're younger than I am.
They're
how
like,
are they
we
getting engaged?
Be homemakers.
It's so weird. They're so young.
Yeah, Elise was normal and whatnot.
I liked her. She's pretty.
Oh my
pretty.
God. Erica?
Erica looks like she should be in like a I'm like Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. She looks like she should be in like a low rate like romantic comedy.
I don't know. She just looks like she should be in a sorority.
She should play opposite of like Dane Cook. She's like Dane Cook's love
yes,
interest.
Yes, that is so funny. Erin looks like she's like trying to give you samples in the middle of a mall.
Yeah, and then Hannah B was just annoying. She was
Hannah B.
Alabama Miss Tuscaloosa.
But like her and Kaylin had some weird drama. Because
they were like they knew each other from
girls.
The pageant circuit. Yeah.
That. Do you think producers saw that and they were like, oh, shit, same year, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then
I like Hannah G.
Hannah G looks like JonBenet Ramsey. Yeah. She literally looks like JonBenet Ramsey.
Wait, how old would JonBenet Ramsey be if...
That's fucked up.
No,
that's fucked up.
Isn't that just...
No, I'm kidding, I don't know. But it's fucked up that you're asking me to do math.
Oh.
And also remember the year it happened. I know
Fair.
It was in the 90s. Okay. I think it was before we were born.
Dude, then this could be her.
It's not. She's dead.
I don't know. They look so similar.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I guess I should have paid more attention to when Colton met her parents because then we could have really compared.
John and Patsy.
Oh, my God. Heather literally was like, Colton may be a virgin, but I've never been kissed. I'm like, do you even know what show you're on?
Oh, yeah. She was the one.
She was like, I haven't had a first kiss. And I'm like, okay, that like to each their own, but sweetheart.
I don't remember Adrian. I don't remember Katie.
You don't remember? Oh my God, Katie was so pretty. She made it pretty far.
Did she?
Yeah, she was like, watch out for girls who aren't ready.
Oh, she's the one who left.
Yeah, she was one of the ones who was like.
Well, I fell asleep for some of it.
Oh.
And we missed an episode. There was an episode with Terry Crews.
What?
Yeah, we missed it.
Oh, ew. Yeah, all the fucking celebrity appearances. Like,
yeah.
Nick Offerman that
Weird.
One time. That was so bizarre.
Billy Eichner. They like went to a camp.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Just bizarre. Kirpa.
Queen Kerp.
Queen Kerp.
She's our favorite. She, me and Krish and Chris love Kerpa.
I mean, Kerpa should have won it all.
She really should.
We comment probably on every Instagram picture.
Yeah, we really do.
Being like, she deserved that little virgin.
She was robbed. Yeah. Kerpa was robbed.
Kerpa was robbed. Nicole, I wasn't a fan of. Lara, I don't know.
Nicole's the one that was like, Anyika's bullying me.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I loved the drama. She was just annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy she was giving us something to laugh at, but like, Nina, no idea. No idea, Nina. Onika, ugh.
Onyeka.
I liked her,
she
I think.
She was the bully.
Oh, I think.
She was the one that had the air horn.
Yes! Oh my God. I don't remember Revion, and no. I like would.
I barely remember Sydney.
Oh my God, Sydney was the NBA dancer. How could you forget her?
Oh my
her?
God, there's an NBA dancer every fucking season. Why? Why is that the one profession? It's always like, yeah. And then Hannah G's like a content creator. But if you go and look at her Instagram, she doesn't disclose any of her ads. The FTC is going to be up her ass.
Oh my God, should we call the FTC?
Yeah.
No, I liked Hannah G. Oh. Tayshia, oh, she was so, honestly, she was such a good sport.
Oh, like, yeah, she, like, comforted him she after like, she
yeah,
he broke
up I was
with
like,
her.
Colton, you're a fucking idiot.
And then Tracy just looks like Alyssa Edwards.
Tracy felt so inappropriate of being there. She felt like the Cougar Club with that other chick who had way too much work done.
Tracy looks like Alyssa Edwards.
Yes, 100%. Tracy and Catherine both look like Cougars. And then Chris Harrison, why is he even on this fucking show?
Why does his job exist? Yeah, I don't know.
Although when he was running after Colton, he was like, really earning this paycheck today.
He's lost in the Portuguese countryside.
Oh my God, that was so good. Oh, wait, did we even talk about the snacks we made?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break, but after the break, we're going to tell you about our Bachelor viewing snacks. And,
which we never got to.
Which we never got to, but like, we're going to tell you about them. And then we're going to apply to be the Bachelor and Bachelorette. So stay tuned. Alrighty, so we are back. And for our Bachelor viewing party this year,
first of many.
Oh my God, I hope so. But we were gonna serve all of the
themed snacks, apps,
yeah, snacks, food. Yeah. Like, we were just high coming up. We were on a roll that morning.
They also aren't that funny, but they're
good. They're not that funny at all. But like, we were gonna do like instead of crinkle cut fries, Kerpa cut fries. Mm-hmm. What were some cold. Colton cut meats.
Yeah, like cold cuts.
Like a tray of cold cuts. Mm-hmm. Virgin sauce, which was mayo and ketchup mm-hmm. mixed.
Vegan virgin sauce, which vegan is ketchup and vegan mayo.
Yeah. And then we were going to do... we had hummus B and hummus G!
For Hannah G and Hannah B.
The fact that there were two Hannahs. Yeah. What else?
Tayshia Tots.
Cassie roll. We were going to make... Oh, but then that got switched to Cassie Diaz.
Yeah, so it's all really
hilarious.
Yeah,
we really... Our IQ is just dropping by the day. Do you want to apply first, or should I? Or should I apply for you first, or do you want to? All right. Mail-in application, girls. Today's. All right, I'll pretend to be Chris Harrison. Hello there. What is today's date?
It's March 12th, 2019.
And what is your name?
Jessica B.
Do you have a nickname, and where does it come from?
Well, my uncle calls me Little One or Applehead.
Oh my God, my fucking laugh sounded so creepy on top of that.
Well, my girls call me Jessie or Jess. When I'm being crazy, they call me Jessaluski. Wait, I don't know.
That is so funny. What is your address?
1-1-1-0-0-0. It's like binary.
It's coding.
I live on Evergreen Terrace. That's The Simpsons. I don't know.
What is the next big city near you and how far is it?
Birmingham, Alabama. No. I want to be from Little Rock, Arkansas, home of the Duggars.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm mighty proud.
What's your age?
I'm 23 years old.
And what's your hair color?
Blonde, of course.
Eye color.
Blue, of course.
Weight.
100 pounds.
Of course.
Of course.
Do you have a valid U.S. passport?
Yes.
How did you hear about our search?
A podcast called Don't Mess. Listen to it.
Chris Harrison's like, what is this? Have you ever applied for the show before? If so, when?
Never. I'm a virgin, just like Colton.
I fucking hate you. Are you currently working full-time, working part-time, unemployed, student? Or sugar child.
I'm a student of life. Every day I ride the subway, and every day I walk, and I walk around, and I ride the subway.
I just live on the subway.
I'm homeless. And, I guess just unemployed.
But still a student. Girl questionnaire. Oh, my God. This is insane. I'm looking at this. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to get to these, but I'm going to read them to you just like person to person. Have you ever had a temporary... This is the first question. Have you ever had a temporary restraining order issued against someone or had one issued against you? If so,
does family
please
count?
Give...
My grandma's a real meanie.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or Chapter 11? If yes, please explain.
I only got to Chapter 4. I couldn't read past that.
You need to go on The Bachelorette. Have you ever auditioned for or been a performer, participant, or contestant on reality, TV, or other radio show or in a film?
I ate a snake on Fear Factor, and one time Nick Cannon made fun of me on Wild N Out.
That's sad. Do you drink alcoholic beverages?
If they're provided to me for free.
What are these accents? We should revisit the accent episode. If you have been married. Oh my God, I just jumped ahead. What's your favorite drink?
Milk.
Have you ever been married or engaged?
Next question.
If yes, how many times please list wedding dates?
Well, I can't remember them all. I mean, none.
I drank too much milk at them all. If you have been married, why are you no longer together?
He's a cheating whore. I mean, none.
Do you have any children? If yes, please list their names and ages and if they live with you or not.
Well, there's Jim Jam. He's between 9 and 18. There's Flo Rida. He's 38. There's
he's older than me. Oh my God. Why would you want to find your spouse on our TV show?
Well, I don't have a cell phone at present because of an outlying factor. So I'm not allowed in the bars anymore. I think this is the only way I could meet a guy.
What are your hobbies and interests?
Well, I like fishing and skinning fish, cleaning, gutting fish, and fishing some more.
Okay.
I like makeup. Jeffree Star is my favorite.
Moving on, list three adjectives that would surprise people about you.
Gaseous. Mercurial. And effervescent. Is that all?
I mean, no, but it might have to be.
All right.
What accomplishment are you most proud of, Jessica B?
Well, one time I was in class and there was a spelling bee and teacher said, spell diary. And I said, D-A-R-Y.
I hate you.
And it was incorrect, but I still play sixth, and that is my favorite memory of sixth.
It was bad, but I still place runner up.
And my true truth and one lie is I have a face, I have a butt, and I have a tail.
Which one's the lie?
I have a butt.
All right.
All right, well, your turn.
Yeah, all right. I feel like that was like the best of the best for the girl application. Now okay. It's time for, oh, you have it?
And hello, what's your name?
My name is Kent S.
And do you have a nickname, Kent?
Kenty or cunt?
We'll go with Kenty.
Well, it's mostly cunt.
Okay. What is your height?
My height? 4'7".
I'm sorry, you've been eliminated.
Nope. I wear platform shoes under my pants.
Sexy. All right. Yeah. When's your birthday?
My birthday? Well, it's, I don't know. I was found in a street.
I was found in a street. Age?
I don't know. I'm thinking like scientists say 20 to 25.
Okay. Do you have a valid U.S. passport?
I have 3. Which identity?
What's your annual salary?
Why do you fucking want to know?
What's your net income?
Wouldn't you like to know, Chris Harrison? You want to go?
What is your highest level of education?
I think I remember the 5th grade.
What did you study and which degrees did you earn from 5th grade?
I think the last book I read was Little House on the Prairie.
Not what
and,
I asked.
I was studying prairies.
Where were you born?
A prairie?
A street.
And I was like, do I say a street or a prairie?
Do you have any siblings?
Well, I did have 3, but times got tough, so we had to eat one of them. But cool. They live with us in spirit, just 2.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested or charged or convicted of a crime of any type?
Is loving too hard a crime?
No, it is not.
Well, then no. Well, then 3 times.
whoa. Do you drink alcoholic beverages?
Do I? More than water.
More than water? What's your favorite drink?
Don't tell anybody. If we're on TV, it's a whiskey. If we're off TV, vodka cran.
Vodka cran. And do you have any children?
Sadly, no.
You're barren?
I'm barren? What?
Infertile?
Oh, no. Contrary to popular belief, I know I got kicked in the balls a lot. For harassing women.
Harassing?
No, I'm fertile. Looking for love.
Are you genuinely looking to get married? And why?
Yeah, because I really want to go into debt over a wedding. Sounds really good.
Okay. And how many serious relationships have you been in, and how long were they?
Well, I've never really told anybody this, but I've never been in a relationship.
Are you a virgin?
Well, let's... Is that a question?
No.
No. I was like, oh my God, Colton paved away. No. I've definitely put it in some hay bales.
You sound like a prospector. It's creepy.
Oops.
Please list your social media profiles.
I have a Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kent's Corner. Corner with a K. And then
Etsy? Do you have an Etsy shop?
No. I am thinking about opening one for possum tails and raccoon tail hats.
Yeah.
Because I think that they are the way.
Forward.
Forward.
Right.
Through and under.
Do you have any pets?
No. Like I said, times got tough, had to eat it.
Cool. Any special talents?
Want to see me put my whole foot in my mouth?
I do.
By the way, I did not put my foot in my mouth. Just.
Why would girls think you're an eligible bachelor? Last question.
Well, I think girls would think that I'm an eligible bachelor because I, not only do I, am I the complete package, but I have a package. Well, it's not called big.
Okay.
It's there, you know?
So you...
Like, there was this one chick who had a tail but no butt, you know? It's like, mine's like that. It's like, there's something, but it's not what you're thinking.
So that's why you're and, being a good
well, let's, well, let me finish, Chris. Chris, okay. Let me finish, okay?
Okay.
Time toughs are upon us. We'll fucking eat you. But anyway, back to the question. I think I'd be a good bachelor because I'm just looking for love and, you know, Well, that's a tough one, Chris. I'm looking for love, and where am I? Is this for bounty hunters?
All right. Well, this was a fun experiment.
I mean, I am just so unfunny. This sucks. All right. Well, that was our attempt at applying for The Bachelor. If you guys would watch our season, feel free to let us know and why, because literally why?
Why would you?
Why would you? I mean, we sounded both just like Southern bounty hunters.
Yeah, we really did both go for that.
But, like, I feel like that's what... When is the... Oh, I was going to say, when's the last time someone's been from, like, New York City? But that was literally, I think, the NBA dancer.
Oh, was she a Knicks dancer?
I think she was, like, a Knicks dancer, like a...
NBA dancers are so funny. They get so into it.
I would love to see her actually dancing, because I really don't think she is. Like, do they lie about their jobs?
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, okay, the one season I watched with my friend Becky, they were all, like... worked on their family's farm.
Yeah.
Like, is that just, like, does the show give them options? Like, I know that we just went through and we could, like, pick what our job was. But, like, when they narrow it down, they're like, okay, you're not going to be the cashier. You're going to be, like, a financial advisor, you know?
I don't think so.
Like, it's just everybody has, like, two interesting and similar of a job.
People that would apply to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I would totally believe an NBA
yeah,
dancer.
Wait, that's actually a very
She'd
good
She'd use
call.
It as her resume. She'd think it would give her a leg up. She'd be like, oh, look, I'm a Lakers girl.
And I was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Can I host it a night at Hyde?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Don't Mess. And be sure to subscribe so you listen to all the future episodes. Mm-hmm. Go listen to past episodes. Mm-hmm. Listen to present episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you just did, so I'm going to stop talking now. Don't mess.
Goodbye. Don't mess. Don't mess.